We are halfway through the third season of Career Quest. Can you believe it? This week, I interviewed Alexa, a physician's assistant who specializes in dermatology. Hope you enjoy. Thanks for listening. Welcome to Career Quest, Alexa.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
So how are you today?
I'm doing really well. It's been a nice morning. Wrapped some presents, watched a little Christmas movie, and I'm happy to be here with you. How's your morning going?
Good.
Very good.
So what do you mainly do for your job?
Well, I am a physician assistant. A physician assistant, sometimes we just call it a PA, is someone who is a medical provider. They can treat and diagnose many different kinds of conditions. They can interpret lab results, write prescriptions, and sometimes they can even serve as the principal primary care provider for many individuals. And so for me specifically, I work in the field of dermatology. So I treat conditions, anything pertaining to the hair, skin, and nails. So every day is completely different for me. So I never know what room I'm going to walk into and what's going to be behind the door. So for example, on a given day, I could be doing a full body check where I check someone's body head to toe. I even look in between their toes to see if there's anything that might be suspicious for skin cancer or any kind of rash. And if I do find something kind of alarming, then I will take a little biopsy of it and send it to pathology to make sure it's nothing more dangerous. I treat acne, rashes, warts, so anything basically that you can see on the surface of your skin, I can help treat.
Wait, so does it like gross you out?
No, I love it. Have you watched Dr. Pimple Popper? Those kinds of things are my favorite.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite.
So how did you get interested in this career?
That's a good question. So I knew I wanted to do some sort of medicine at some capacity, whether it was being a nurse or a doctor. But after doing more research, I felt like a PA was kind of more something suited for me. So one of the beauties of being a PA is you can change your specialty. So right now I'm in dermatology, which I love and I doubt I will ever leave. But if I ever got bored of it, I could do, primary care or I could work in the ER or I can be an OBGYN practitioner. So there's so much room for growth and there's so many different things that you can do and you can really help a lot of people. So that's how I got into it.
What kind of training or schooling did you have to complete to become a physician's assistant?
So to be a PA, it is a master's degree. So I first had to go to undergrad and I went to UC Santa Cruz where I studied neuroscience. So that was a bachelor's degree. And then after that, you do need to complete at least 2,000 hours of patient care. So I worked as a medical assistant, gaining all those hours and working with patients. And then I applied to PA school, which is a master's degree. And PA school is about 27 months, anywhere from a year and a half to 2 years, or excuse me, 2 years to 3 years. And the first year is all book work. So you're just studying all the different systems, taking a million tests a week. And then the second year is applying everything that you learned on clinical rotations. Mm.
So what do you have to wear to your job?
Oh, that's fun. So my current job, I can either wear professional wear, so looking nice and professional with a white lab coat, or I can wear scrubs. Lately, I've been wearing more scrubs because it's kind of like wearing pajamas and it's nice and cozy.
What's your favorite part about your job?
My favorite part about my job is the patient interaction. So with dermatology, oftentimes you're seeing patients over and over and over for, you know, whether it be skin cancer, and we're constantly checking their body to make sure that they aren't developing more skin cancers. And you create relationships with them and you get to know about them and their families and their hobbies and their vacations. And so one of my favorite parts is being able to have those connections and get to know your patients more. And then your days are filled with some of your favorite people every day. So it is really nice.
What is your least favorite part about your job?
You know, I'm very lucky that there are not many things that I don't like, but I think one of the harder things is there are some skin conditions that require really expensive medications. So sometimes it is difficult to have those conversations with patients and prescribe them medications that might be anywhere from hundreds to thousands of dollars that they may have to pay every month. So that is difficult.
Do you think your job helps people? And if so, how?
Yes, I like to think that it does. For example, I see a lot of acne patients and, you know, on our initial consultation, they might not make eye contact. They're hiding behind their hair. They're not very self-confident. And then over several months of treating their skin and making their acne clear up, you just see, you know, them smile, they're happier, their confidence is restored. And so I do like to think that I do help people feel more comfortable and confident in their own skin.
What was your dream job as a kid?
So this was really weird. I used to ride horses when I was younger, and I don't know how I thought of this, but I wanted to be a horse masseuse. So someone that like massaged horses. Very bizarre. Like I said, I don't know if that's even a real thing, but I wanted to be a horse masseuse. Clearly nothing to do with dermatology, but yeah, here I am.
Okay. Thank you for coming to talk with me today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
If you enjoyed this episode, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. You can also listen on Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you get your audio. And if you do, I love you.